Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. All right. I have an individual who sent me an insum in regards to what is going on in the background with Big Daddy Government and some of the alphabet agencies out there. It's been fairly quiet. I'm expecting some false flags and some other media shenanigans where they, you know, turn somebody into a pariah and then crucify them in the courtroom of public opinion.
If you missed the bus on Bitcoin, Doge, and Shiba, check out Crypto Phoenix, an all-American coin launched on Independence Day weekend. Check out their website, CryptoPhoenix.org, and follow the link on the bottom of the page to hang out with the founders on Telegram, where you can ask them anything. So remove your thumb from your fourth point of contact and use it to hitchhike on the next bus to retirement. A link is in the description.
All right, so I got some of it written down here. Now, I am going to actually put this whole thing in the next newsletter. I am not going to put the person's email or name who actually supplied this information, but this is some good stuff. Now, if I have anyone else out there in the know, you know, if you could drop me, you know, an email and inform me of what's going on, it'd be great. I will put it in the show moving forward. And hopefully this will work out for you. Mission, prepare and lay down infrastructure to bring about war on domestic violent extremists, i.e. terrorists. Okay, now, if you guys haven't noticed, the propaganda whip has started cracking that whip and associating extremists with patriots. Alright, now, I want you to understand this. If you are a patriot and you swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States and you love America and you want to put America first, you are going to be labeled an extremist. Period. So guess what? If you're going to be labeled that and you're not, you might as well fucking live up to it. That's just my opinion, of course. All right, next one down is the National Security Council. National Security Council, VA, DHS, ODNI, DOD, NGO, OSG, and FBI. Congress, in conjunction with corporate-private partnerships, are preparing for intersectionality of full-spectrum multi-domain testing of, and there's a YouTube channel there. I will be putting this, probably attach it, either post it and have a link going to this, and like I said before, this whole thing is going in my newsletter. Okay, meet NSA Deputy Commissioner Geltzer, lifetime member, Council of Foreign Relations. Now, I'm going to be honest, lifetime membership for anything other than the VFW and maybe a golf club is something we should remove from the permanent from the government permanently. Lifetime, anything is horse shit. Okay, that's just my personal opinion. All right, now we're going down here to the Veteran Affairs. Veteran Affairs during Obama, Biden regime, DHS Commissioner Janet Nalapino declares returning Iraq a war, Iraq-Afghan war veterans as domestic terrorists and must be disarmed. From 2008-16, approximately 250,000 veterans' firearms were seized or surrendered under duress and threats. regime is, let's see, Harris-Biden regime VA is currently drafting a war note for policy partners to identify veterans that are domestic violent extremists. All right, now if anyone works in the VA and they get their hands on this war note, please send it to me. I definitely want to see what this is. Okay, now what I'm envisioning is they will go to your medical records and use whatever they need to basically put a red flag on you, kick your door, and do what they're going to do to you. My advice is to distribute your stuff far and wide. So if you do need some stuff, it's not all gone. Just my professional opinion. All right, the DHS commissioner, May Orcas, is preparing a major DHH State of Homeland Security speech. First installment, way forward for upcoming battle against white supremacy. All right, so if you're a white person and you don't agree with the craziness that's going on in our government and how our government has gone off the goddamn rail, you are going to shortly be called a white supremacist. All right, do you see what they're doing here? They are further dividing the left and the right here. The right pretty soon are going to be called extremists, white supreme pizzas, and it's going to be game on. So in my professional opinion, if you are a conservative and on the right, you need to start organizing, preparing to intervene at local governments, at state and local levels, and basically put a big thumb in their goddamn eye. All right, plus, if you have to make other arrangements for the zombie apocalypse, by all means, do that. All right, next one is ODNI, Director of National Intelligence Partners with GIF, CT, to build a database of far-right militia gun proponents. All right, so now if you are a patriot and you're white and you are for the Second Amendment, you are also going to be labeled an enemy of the state in some form or fashion. All right, the Department of Defense partners with foreign-controlled NGO, Roger, controlled by dual citizens, foreigners, to build a database of the same thing. All right, we all know that the Department of Defense and the Department of the Army is basically purging the military. This is very similar to what happened in Germany before World War II. And Russia, after the communists took effect of the entire country. In fact, a whole lot of Russians died by the purge and the fact that they got rid of and destroyed, killed a bunch of the leadership in their army. So when they were invaded by Russia, they paid a horrible price for that until they were able to get enough experience with their leaders that they had or hadn't killed to actually fight back against the Nazis. Okay. OSG, which is disinformation, is a national health threat. All right. So basically, if you don't agree with the propaganda party line, you're going to be basically also put on the right and labeled as a threat. Okay, now this is here. Now this is not a surprise here. The FBI. Okay, the FBI and a lot of the other federal agencies, because of their hiring practices for the past two decades, have hired mediocre people. Not all of them, but I'm sure a large percentage of them are mediocre people. Because they have hiring quotas and so forth. Listen, if you want to hire the best of the best, you basically need a free hand to hire the people that you need, using your own standards and so forth. Now, when those standards are pushed upon you, the caliber of people that you actually recruit goes from here down into the middle range. And case in point, 9/11, we had a bunch of alphabet agencies that just couldn't seem to communicate with each other and investigate the students in three, and there was only three at the time, schools in the United States that trained people how to fly big jets. Okay, they couldn't even do that. And vada-voom, vada-ving, we had a bunch of buildings get fucked up and fall down. One of them wasn't even hit by anything and seemed to implode as if it was, pulled. Okay, the FBI, like for instance, with the whole Michigan governor debacle, that's going to wind up being a big black eye for the FBI because there was more people in that ring working directly for the FBI than there were people who are actually planning to do this wazoo shit. And, and I actually read some insums on the plan that they had in place. And you could just tell, the plan was so stupid and impossible to basically pull off with the amount of people that they had, that you could just see that these individuals were goaded on. And then, when they had them on, enough of them on tape or what have you, they arrested them. Okay. And now we have the FBI loitering around ranges and spreading cash and ammo about, like, ticks, adult candy. I wrote in here high crimes during the day and swinger parties at night. I don't know anything about that. There's a link here. We will send it out, and it'll be in the newsletter. We'll try to get those links attached to this video. All right, NGOs. Now, NGOs are basically non-government agencies. Now, they're talking about foreign NGOs and private companies to forge partnerships to fight extremism and protect marginalized communities. All right, now, the way it stands now, from what's going on in these deep blue states and blue cities, that the marginalized communities are basically turning on themselves. And the proof is in the pudding. If you look at the number of shootings in Chicago, New York, and L.A., they're killing each other in droves. There is no army of white supreme pizza people who are doing anything to marginalize communities. All right, that is a bunch of horse shit. And quite frankly, I find it insulting that non-government agencies, foreign non-government agencies, are giving even the slightest leeway to operate inside this country. But there it is. It's happening. All right, now we have the Congress. Currently, the Democrats and the Rhinos are negotiating a $3 billion in excess of they're negotiating three bills in excess of $3.5 trillion, chocked full of, you guessed it, foreign giveaways, expansion, creation of an anti-Second Amendment program, which is money for state, federal red flags, and so forth. Okay, they're looking to do hyper-enforcements, new local federal police task force, thousands of more agents, forced interrogation of third worlders into our communities and welfare, government handouts for millions of both legal and illegal people in the nation. And there have been 1 million illegals from January to June of 2021, mostly military age males. Okay, for those of you who don't know what military age males are, it's basically any dude who's a male from the age of basically 14, 15 to 45, 50. Okay, that is a majority of the male population. And yes, in conflicts in the past, They have basically conscripted or drafted a lot of individuals between the 18 and 25. And there are other plans in there to increase that bracket as they need more bodies. That's just the way it works. Okay, there we go. let's see. Okay, I'm going to read this thing here. It's like two Union Army Chief of Staff, Major General H.W. Halleck. Press A link. Oh, this is from 1874. From 1864. All right. Now I'm not going to read this. This is from the Civil War. But the thing is if you do your if you read your history, and you look at the first Civil War, there are a lot of similarities taking place here today. Okay. I do not know what the big push is going to be that's going to kick this whole thing off. All I know is, if you are on the right, if you are a conservative, if you are a patriot, if you are for the Second Amendment, you are now getting a target on your back, and you need to organize. Okay? You need to come together and do what you got to do, number one, and get involved in our government at the local level. Like, get rid of the Democrats that are in your state houses, your state senators, and your these Democrat governors, which have passed policies and wrecked this country to the point it is almost incompetent what they're doing. That the fact is that you have to actually believe that this was done on purpose. All right. This is very bad. Okay. It's not affecting enough people in the middle, but it's starting to. And when enough people in the middle get affected and then start moving, that's where you're going to see some crazy shit go down. All right. So this is just a quick video. I'm going over this in some. All right. There are pieces moving in the background. You are not going to be told what they are on the mainstream media. You're going to hear about stuff like this from content creators like me who are in the know, who are getting information on the backside and putting it out there, you know, to everyone in, you know, YouTube, alt tech TV land. All right, so that's all I got for you for today. Beware, gentlemen, be careful, and watch for this in my next newsletter. I'll talk to you later. Out.